call the meeting to order for the South County Board of Adjustments, November 23rd, 2010. Staff certified that the meeting has been noticed?
It has.
We have a motion to accept the certification and the open meeting notice. Have a second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second to accept the certification and open meeting notice. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Four positive votes. Motion to accept the agenda. Vote. Motion and second to accept the agenda. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Positive vote. Motion to approve the minutes of the prior, which is in the August.
So move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to approve the August 2010. All in favor say aye.
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 Positive vote. Have any communications with the board? None reported. All right, I'm going to introduce the staff. I'm Richard Volk, Chair of First Adjustments. To my left, we had Bob Roloff, Secretary, Linda White, Vice Chair, and David Allen, our county staff. Dave, we're going to call you Dave Lorenz. Yeah, he is. We have three new cases today, and a member of the planning and zoning will present the facts and backgrounds of the case. The applicant will be invited to speak to the committee. Individuals in favor will be invited to speak to the committee. Individuals opposed will be invited to speak. Individuals whose interest may appear will be invited to speak to the committee. People that wish to speak in any of the categories need to sign in with a member of the planning and zoning staff. Back in your room, there's sheets back there. At the appropriate time, they shall come forward. Or the time, you will be sworn in. Proceedings are being audio taped. Please no speaking from the audience. If you show us an exhibit, we will keep it in our files. At the end of the testimony, the public hearing for that case will be closed. The board may make a decision or table the case for more information in the future. A certified letter of the board's findings and decisions will be mailed to the applicant. In our first case,
public notice is hereby given to all persons in Chicago Township of public health on the 1st of August, 9 a.m. or soon thereafter, as the matter may be read in the county courtroom, South County Westport Building, River, Wisconsin, relative to the Kirkpatrick, South County Sherman, as follows. Granted a special exception in section 8A1, authorized building grades out of water. Property located in Shoreland Tech District on the state described lot 11, 6th state, southeast quarter, northwest quarter, section 47, County Merrimack, Texas, level 026, on the power. Albert, that is.
David, come forward. Please raise your right hand. You're telling the truth, the best of your knowledge?
I do. Dave Lorenz, Sauk County Planning and Zoning. This is a request for a special exception permit to authorize filling and grading within 300 feet of Lake Wisconsin during the construction and landscaping for a proposed residence. Property is located in the Shoreland Protection Zoning District on lot 11 of Lakeview Estate Condominium Plat in part of the southeast east quarter of the northwest quarter of Section 8, Town 10 North, Range 7 East, Town of Merrimack. Previous permits, no permits have been issued for this particular lot, but permits have been issued for the construction of homes and boathouses in this plat. Septic permits. Lakeview Estates has a large community septic system, and with this residence, that existing system will be at its capacity. Previous appeals, the developers applied for a filling and grading and tree planting permit that was denied. That was SP 3203. A new appeal, SP 4303, for that work was approved later in that year for that project. Facts of the case, when reviewing a special exception proposal for filling and grading in the Shoreland Protection District, the Board of Adjustment looks at several criteria, including the conditions in Section 8.08, Parent 3, and the provisions specified in Sections 8.14, Parent 3, Parent B, and 8.14, Parent 3, Parent C. Section 8.08, Parent 3, Parent A of the Sauk County Shoreland Protection Ordinance provides that a special exception permit is required for any filling and grading which is within 300 feet of the ordinary high water mark of a navigable water and which has surface drainage towards the water and on which there's any of the three topographic conditions listed. One, that would be any filling and grading on slopes of more than 20%. Two, filling or grading of more than 2,000 square feet on slopes of 12 to 20%. And three, filling and grading of more than 4,000 square feet on slopes of less than 12%. Surrounding properties to the south are developed and undeveloped residential lots. Permits have been issued for 7 residences on the water, or off the water. To the north is Lake Wisconsin. To the east, we have developed and undeveloped residential lots. Permits have been issued for 5 homes on the lake. And to the west, we have developed and undeveloped residential lots. Permits have been issued for 2 homes in the plat, and there are 4 residences that existed prior to this plat being recorded. The proposed grading for the residents is above the flood zone elevation of this location. There are no mapped wetlands indicated in this area. Lake Wisconsin is a navigable water and is subject to shoreline protection ordinance. I'd like to direct the board to take a look at the photographs, the exhibits 5, 1, and 2. Photo number 1 is taken from the road that's winding away, looking to the north towards the water. Photo 2, that is looking to the west across lot 11. Photo number 3 is the east side of lot 11. And photo 4 is lot 11 is seen from the shore looking towards the south. That would be looking back towards the road. And if we could start the video, please. Lot has seen from both state, the north down for state. Both the lots on either side are at a higher elevation. So taken from the property line about halfway down. Higher elevation. That is going down pretty much the center of this lot 11. The town of Merrimack has responded that they are aware that this appeal has been made to the Board of Adjustment. And I think that has been distributed.
They made no recommendation, though.
Correct. Planning and Zoning would recommend that the following conditions be considered by the Board should the Board grant the special exception permit. A, that all work on and use of the premises shall proceed with the plans and supplemental evidence presented at the hearing, and it is the responsibility of the applicant to secure all required town, state, federal, and county permits within 1 year of the hearing date. County permits required for this include land use permits for filling and grading and the construction of retaining walls. B, no work shall be commenced prior to receiving the Board of Adjustment decision letter and securing the required permits. C, that erosion control shall be installed and maintained until the site is stabilized, revegetated per the plan submitted at the time of application. D, the filling and grading shall not divert any additional stormwater on the neighboring properties. E, that Sauk County Planning and Zoning shall be granted permission to view the site to ensure compliance with these conditions and other relevant provisions of the Sauk County Ordinance. Power to ensure compliance with these conditions is given to Sauk County Planning and Zoning. If that department finds any of these conditions have been violated, they are hereby authorized to take corrective action either through suspension of the permit, citations, or by any means of enforcement that is within their power. And F, failure by the applicant to follow all the conditions set forth by the Sauk County Board of Adjustment grounds for suspension or revocation of the special exception permit and possible enforcement action. In order to have the special exception permit reinstated after suspension, the applicant must comply with all conditions established by the Board of Adjustment as determined by the Sauk County Planning and Zoning Director, or appear in front of the Board of Adjustment. In order to have a special exception permit reinstated after revocation, the applicant must appear in front of the Board of Adjustment for a new hearing and comply with all the requirements as outlined in this letter.
Any questions for Dave? All right, thank you, Dave. Does the applicant come forward? Right hand, your father, to the best of your knowledge.
I do.
State your name, your address.
Jason Schluter,
795 Park Avenue, Plainville, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Like to tell us.
The main concern seems to be the what we're doing to handle the water on the lot. And as you guys have all gotten a copy of the plan, first off, if you could open that up to the highlighted site plan. I'd like to point out a few things. If you see the driveway, we've got a yard drain, which is collecting any water in the front yard next to the garage, between the garage and the driveway. That water, as well as the water that's coming off of the previous concrete driveway, you'll see labeled on the driveway trench drain. That's being redirected down to a spillway or a velocity reducing trench drain, as you see in the picture in my explanation, is how we're handling the water there.
Exhibit-4.
Yes.
Exhibit-2-4 would be at the outfall.
Yes.
That's an example of what you're going to do, but that's on a different site.
Correct.
That's not. That's
right.
As well, it's on the plan,
see on either side of the home, the retaining walls, trying to keep the existing grade of the lot by using the retaining walls, which I believe they're 3 and 4 foot steps. On the side where the garage is, the garage is actually built into the ground somewhat, so we're not excavating a whole lot of the lot there. We're building into the existing elevations. And then what we're planning on doing for erosion control, you can see the all the way around the property, we've got 24-inch silt fence, as well as silt stock down towards the lakeside, the back of the house, and then another row of 24-inch silt fence to handle the runoff during construction.
The area that you have outlined with the little, that is the total area that you are expecting to disturb, is that correct?
Correct.
Next to the black dirt pile, you have an 18-inch oak, 30-inch oak. Are those going to be disturbed?
The trees that are going to be disturbed are the ones inside. To answer your question, no. The ones with the connecting lines where the house is, those are the trees that are that will go. But the rest of them, our plan is to disable.
This basically was built in a swale, or being going to be built in a swale, and so you're just basically trying to collect all that water and get it around the building.
Correct. And everything is drained. As Dave had said, everything, the lots between are higher, so everything will be drained on lot 11, property owner's land.
Any other questions? Have you talked to the township?
Yes, I was at the board meeting.
When was that?
It's the date that I have on that paper there.
For tonight on the 1st?
Yes, that was the date.
Who was there? They didn't take a position?
They didn't have a position either way. They had, I guess when they talked about it, no one had an objection at the meeting.
Okay.
I'm not sure why they didn't.
So they're just acknowledging that they know this is going on and they chose not to comment one
right.
Or the other. I remember this case. There used to be a trailer court, wasn't it? Back in 2003. It was all cleared and et cetera, et cetera.
All of us.
Yeah.
And then individual.
No, I don't have any other questions. Thank you. Okay. Any individual like to speak in favor? Jack? Raise your right hand. We're going to tell the truth to the best of your knowledge.
I do.
State your name and your address.
My name is John Schluter. I live at 1745 Oakwood Circle in Plain.
We'd like to tell us.
Well, in addition to some of the things that Jason mentioned there as far as the erosion control, there are a couple of piles that we will have of dirt that we will try to plant some. Get some vegetation started this year yet, however, right?
know if we will, but we can have tarps to cover those aisles too if we get vegetation started. I think the thing about this lot here is that it's easy to contain all of the runoff on this property is because of the swales there. And the way that the house is designed, and it's even that main drainage ditch open. So one thought that was in mind when the house was designed was not to disrupt the contours of the land much. So because of that, we put retaining walls in and didn't do a massive grading thing to, for instance, in the back of the house to have a full exposure. We're going to have exposure, but we're not grading it all the way out, so we're trying to maintain the contour of the land pretty good, as well as up by the garage, too, as Jason had mentioned. So I think we're maintaining what you guys have in mind as far as for erosion control. So.
The idea is just to get rid of the water so it doesn't run in the garage.
With trench drains and.
We have only one picture that's labeled black dirt here. Will everything else be hauled off of site?
You mean during construction? We're going to need some of that up on the front of the garage and the side of the house, but because of the slope of the land, we won't have a heck of a lot. We'll need a little bit in the road area as well to make the road passable. But we will take care of all of that at the grading, digging phase.
You're
going to
lay it out right away then?
Except for the black dirt. We'll probably do that at the end. You know, so that will be probably next year, big day.
Did you apply for the land use permit?
For which permit?
The land use permit?
We have, and we're actually made. We've got that applied for, but we still need a few things to submit to planning and zoning before we get the permit. Of course, a letter from folks if you need it. And also, we've been working with Merrimack too, and we've they know about the house and about how it's made. They have no problems with. They're actually excited to have it built in.
Yeah. Any other questions? Thank you, Jack. Anybody else would like to speak in favor? Invite anybody that would like to speak in opposition? I'd like to invite anybody that would like to speak as interest may appear. Anybody like to speak in any of the three categories? If not, we'll close this portion of the hearing and go into deliberation. I just look at this and I think it's very well laid out. And like I said, the main concern is the drainage. And engineering or architect that laid this out, done their job in making sure it's big enough and being in a swale as it is, they almost have to purposely contour such to put water on adjacent property, adjacent lots. I don't think I'm an issue here. Any other people?
Very well done as far as concern, and it looks like there's been a lot of thought input.
Plan appears to apply with all the standards in 814 for special exception.
Yeah.
It covered all those conditions that were affecting me. So I would be in favor of
it. Okay. All right, we have a motion. Approve. Motion and a second. discussion? If not, we'll call a vote. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Your opponent has the vote. Okay, next case.
Public notice is hereby given to all persons in the Stockbridge Township that a public hearing will be held on September 23rd, 2010 a.m. Soon thereafter, as the matter may be heard in the county boardroom in the Stock County West Virginia, in Beverly Township, relative to the public very private events of Stock County Drone Power. Granting a special exception to the Section 808.81 and Section 8.07 and 5, authorizing the creating water and
Dave Lorenz, Stock County Planning and Zoning. This request is for a special exception permit to authorize filling and grading within 300 feet of Lake Wisconsin, level area of the lot near the lake, and for the clearing of more than 25% of the shoreline that would be within 35 feet of the water. Property is located in the Shoreline Protection Zoning District. Real estate described as Lot 2 of Certified Survey Map 4882, part of the northwest quarter of the northeast quarter, section 8, column 10 north, range 6 east, Town of Prairie de Sac. Property is located in the Sauk Prairie Extraterritorial Zoning District. There have been no land use permits or septic permits issued on this property, and no previous appeals to the Board of Adjustment, no citations issued. When reviewing the special exception proposal for filling and grading in the Shoreline Protection District, the Board of Adjustment looked at several criteria, including the conditions in Section 8.08, Paragraph 3, and the provisions specified in Sections 8.14, Paragraph 3, Paragraph B, and 8.14, Paragraph 3, Paragraph C. When reviewing the request for clearing in excess of 25% within 35 feet, the Board must consider the conditions in Section 8.07, Paragraph 5, Paragraph B. Section 8.07, Paragraph 5 of the Sauk County Shoreline Protection Ordinance provides that a special cutting plan allowing greater cutting may be permitted by the Sauk County Board of Adjustment by issuance of a special exception permit. Section 8.08, Paragraph 3, Paragraph A of the Sauk County Shoreline Protection Ordinance provides that a special exception permit is required for any filling and grading within 300 feet of the ordinary high water mark of a navigable water and which has surface drainage towards the water and on which there is any of the topographic conditions listed. One, that would be any filling or grading on slopes of more than 20%. Two, filling or grading of more than 2,000 square feet on slopes of 12 to 20%. Or three, filling and grading of more than 4,000 square feet on slopes of less than 12%. Surrounding properties. To the north are developed and undeveloped residential lots. There is one existing residence in the town of Prairie de Sac. In the town of Sumter is the south end of the Gruber's Grove subdivision. To the east is Lake Wisconsin. To the south is developed and undeveloped residential lots. There is an existing home on the adjacent lot to the south. And to the west are undeveloped residential lots. There are no mapped wetlands indicated in this area, and the proposed grading appears to be above the flood zone elevation. Lake Wisconsin is a navigable water and is subject to the Shoreland Protection Ordinance. If I could direct the board to take a look at the photos, exhibits 5, 1, and 2. Photo number 1 was taken from the south property line looking towards the north. Photo two, that is a view to the east of the site that's looking towards the water. Photo three, that's a view to the south across the site. And photo four is a view to the west from the shoreline. And if we could start the video.
Site is seen from all the property line. Pretty good. Double. Heavily vegetated, hard to see what the actual pulp water is.
Yes. Yeah, there isn't much level ground down at the town hall.
That runs right up where those
like I believe it would. This is from further up slope.
Is that inside or outside of?
I don't know. I view that that information is going to be provided by the applicant. All we've got is what has been submitted. Planning and zoning would recommend that the following conditions be considered by the board should the board grant the special exception permit. A, that all work on and use of the premises shall proceed with the plans and supplemental evidence presented at the hearing, and it is the responsibility of the applicant to secure all required town, state, federal, and county permits within 1 year of the hearing date. County permits required for this approval include land use permits for filling and grading and the construction of retaining walls, as well as tree cutting. B, no work shall be commenced prior to receiving the Board of Adjustment's decision letter and securing the required permits. C, that our erosion control shall be installed and maintained until the site is stabilized or revegetated per the plan submitted at the time of the application. E, this project shall not increase stormwater runoff onto neighboring properties. E, Sauk County Planning and Zoning shall be granted permission to view the site to ensure compliance with these conditions and other relevant provisions of the Sauk County Ordinance. Power to ensure compliance with these conditions is given to Sauk County Planning and Zoning. If that department finds that any of these conditions have been violated, they are hereby authorized to take corrective action, either suspension of the permit, citations, or by any means of enforcement that is within their power. F, failure by the applicant to follow all the conditions set forth by the Sauk County Board of Adjustment is grounds for suspension or revocation of the special exception permit and possible enforcement action. In order to have the special exception permit reinstated after suspension, the applicant must comply with all conditions established by the Board of Adjustment as determined by the Sauk County Planning and Zoning Director, or appear in front of the Board of Adjustment. In order to have the special exception permit reinstated after revocation, the applicant must appear in front of the Board of Adjustment for a new hearing and comply with all requirements as outlined.
Exhibit 2-3, that does Gary receive any other information on what kind of retaining wall or anything like that? This is what we have?
That is what we have.
Okay.
applicant come forward? Please raise your right hand. Be sure to tell the truth, best of your knowledge. State your name and your address.
Matt Elton, 2110 Dakota Way, Great Attack.
And what would you like to tell us about it?
First of all, I can hand out a couple sheets here that I don't think were included with that. And also here's a sheet that I had the neighbors sign that went and explained to them what we were planning on doing with the neighborhood to the south and north. So I only got one copy of this. I don't know if you guys want to pass it around or. It's the same, but I just explained the plan here to these guys.
This one was signed.
Yep, this one signed by both neighbors here.
Okay. All right, it'll be exhibits 8-1, 2, 3. Roman numeral 8-1, 2, and 3. And we have a more detailed plan. It's 8-1, 8-2 looks to be a site plan for planting. And 8-3 is a site plan signed off by neighbors also. And both north and south.
No, you have everybody a copy.
Okay. This one here?
Yep. Thanks, Grandma. All
right, so we have 8-4, which is, again, site plan to show the area of disturbance and a little bit of contour. And I'll pass this other one around. One copy. 8-3. That's the same copy. You'll see the neighbor signature.
Yeah. Essentially, what I'm trying to do here is basically an erosion control plan. I've had this lot for several years now. There's a large amount of water, as you can see on the topography plan here, that has the lines on it, the slope.
That's on exhibit,
There's a fairly large swale that runs through the property, and with the high amount of water we've had lately in the recent years with the rainfall, we've noticed quite a bit more erosion going on through this lot. And it's hard to tell right now with those pictures with all the undergrowth right now that's on that property. Essentially, what I'd like to do is stop the erosion and try to save some of that lot here for the future when I plan on building on it, or would like to build on it. We're going to flatten that. We're going to fill some of that back in, try to slow some of the water down that's coming down through that swale. Put riprap in there. Try to save of the lake.
So you have existing riprap along the shoreline already?
Yep.
That was a DNR permit or?
Yep. That was there when I purchased the lot already.
Okay. So essentially you have a cliff there. Well, to the north you have a high bank.
We're flattening it out there. That's under the 20%, right at the 20% slope. There is a spot in there that's under the 20% slope right now, but right now we want to address the erosion problem.
Okay, I'm looking at exhibit 8-4, which has a little better, which has contours of the existing.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yep. As you can see on the contour map here, the swale comes right across the property here.
Mm-hmm.
The water does. There's been a significant watershed above that in the north, northwest.
So it looks like you're going to flatten out about a 40 by 40 foot area.
Yeah.
In the middle of the waterway.
Yep, we're going to redirect some of that water, yeah.
And then you're going to put about an 8-foot retaining wall around three sides of it and leave the length side of that area open.
Yep.
Okay. So the water that comes down that ravine, will that go right over the top of that flat area?
No, the plan is to redirect it here and go into that riprap area, that triangular riprap area there.
Okay.
On the south side there, that's still going to, on that south wall, that will still, well, that will be coming onto that, over the wall there, or at least draining down toward the lake. That won't be entering your...
No, we do have a couple of, retaining wall proposed there.
So it's coming down to the ravine and it hits the 30-foot contour length.
Yep.
Right. Then the water, you're going to redirect it so that it goes to the north slightly.
Yep.
Around the north retaining wall.
Yep.
And then into that triangular shape.
Yep.
Retention kind of thing.
Yep.
So the water then, in the future, if this is approved and build it, water then will not go across the flat area.
Correct.
Okay. What are you making retaining wall out of?
Just the large boulders, 3 foot to 4 foot boulders. Those are each 1 foot contour lines.
1 foot interval.
Yeah.
Basically, it shows at least on that 8-4, where you'll be intercepting at contour interval 32, right in that southwest corner, and that will be transported. The rain will, so you have a drain that will go north to 30 contour and around basically the north west side of the retaining wall, that west retaining wall.
Right. Yeah.
What is the that 40 by 40 foot area? What kind of surface will be on that level area?
We're going to see that.
That's going to be grass.
Yeah, the entire, well, that's the only area there that we can possibly use right now. Right now, the site is, with all the underbrush and everything on there, we can't really use the property. But we'd like to have a spot where we can go down and lumber boat and stop.
Can I put a boat
up? We don't have plans right now.
And on the area that is further to the north, that is upslope from the flat area, what are you planning to do there gonna be grass?
Yeah, well, we're just trying to flatten it. Yeah, everything is gonna get seeded. All the disturbed area will be reseeded. And then there's a planting schedule there with the trees that we're gonna replant. Right now, a lot of the trees that are in that area, and it's kind of hard to see on the video and the photos, but a lot of the trees have been washed away, and the root system has been washed up and fallen over.
How will the look of this lot from the lake compare to the others that are in the area? Do the others have such a broad grass area, or is there more natural-looking brush type?
I think the lot, the house directly to the south there, Leonard's, and they've signed that, and also they've got their whole yard in the back of the house there along the lake seated.
Looking at exhibit 8-2, you got red oak, maple, evergreen shrubs. Is this what you're planning on putting in, or that's what's there?
That's what we're going to replant. That's essentially what's there right now. The major feature right now is red oak.
Okay, so those are existing.
Yeah, those are existing. And then we're going to replant what's there right now.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So these dots are all going to be new trees?
Yeah.
Because that's the species that's there already?
Yeah. Yep.
So none of these are trees that are being retained?
They're not being retained. In order for us to grade that where we're going to slow that water down enough, We need to pull some of that ground over.
Okay.
But we're gonna essentially replant everything that's there right now.
So those are the trees. Everything else is all kind of shrubbery.
Yeah, right now, if you look at the pictures there, I think on there's a lot of grapevines, nettles, prickers in there. The shrubbery's all kind of smaller. There used to be more trees in there, but like I said, a lot of that stuff the root system was eroded away and it's fallen over. Underneath all that stuff, there's a lot of trees.
I'm concerned about here, an 8-foot retaining wall is pretty intrusive. You know, view from like the lakeside, like that could be bladed in. Do you have any plans for screening in front of that wall beyond those two trees that you're planning to plant?
We do not right now. I think that there wasn't been. I think the area that we're we're trying to save as much as we can there and still address the erosion problem.
Okay. But the from the that triangular shaped riprap waterway.
Yep.
From there north, that's the vegetation is going to remain as it currently is basically.
Yeah. Yep, that'll be undisturbed. No. We can do that. You mean directly?
On the flat area.
Right. I'm saying, are you talking right in front here or around the back? Around the back of it.
Something that's going to make it look more natural.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
On the spot, where would the house be located when you would decide to build a house?
If we ever would, just due to the contour here,
the slope that's involved here, we'd be up here farther. I mean, it would be, I don't think there's any way we can get close to the 75-foot setback here. I'd say it'd probably be more like 150 feet.
Any other questions?
The area where the retaining wall is, does water come in there as the water gets bigger in the lake?
No.
So that's a dry area?
Yeah. If you look on there, the bottom of the drain area is 2 feet above the existing water elevation.
And I think Wisconsin, even in major flood events, really doesn't come up at all.
Oh.
We refer to Sac Dam can pretty well handle anything that river rolls at it, as far as that's being any. We had any significant rise in quite a little lake Wisconsin in flood events.
So all the erosion is coming from the upper side.
There. Yeah, there's a large field above to the northwest there that it's a pretty good watershed there.
Yeah, you're down there close by the dam. Okay. Okay. Any other questions?
Thank you.
Thanks. Anybody else would like to speak in favor? Go ahead, sir. Raise your right hand. Be sure to tell the truth to the best of your knowledge.
I do.
Please state your name and your address.
Dennis Elson, E11996, Elson Court, Persac, Wisconsin.
Okay.
Well, I'm here on behalf of myself and my wife, in support of Matt's proposal here to prevent the erosion. Let me take you back a little bit here. I was one of the individuals, the original spokesperson for the family when we developed this property in the early in the 70s. It was broken up and there's lots from Zander's farm plant. My wife and I own lot number one. We built out there over 10 years ago, and prior to building there, myself, my wife, and the adjacent two people to the south, which one lot, which Matt owns now in Leonard's, we had a tremendous amount of erosion with backwash from the water. So the only way we could prevent that was to establish a riprap on the shoreline, in which we came back here and we hired that to prevent the erosion of the shoreline. And we did that. It worked out fine. We went to the county here and we got our permits and we did that. Out of the family members, the only three members that owned the property was the lot 1, 2, and 3, which one is Matt. So we're trying to prevent erosion. What I'm here to say is my wife and I, as neighbors and also as members of the Vander Farm Plant, we're in support of any type of program that's going to help enhance prevention of erosion to the shoreline and the lake.
On the north and also on the south, the south, that's owned by Leonard, so that's been cleared.
There's a house, and there's many trees there, and when we take our tour down to the lake, with all the floors, you can't see the house. I mean, it's concealed quite nicely, and we have just a small opening up in our area also, but that's where we're at on that one.
I was going to ask. Maybe you can answer it.
Sure.
Where there would be, between where he wants to put this, basically a flat spot here, and where he would probably put a house, are there a lot of trees in between there?
There are some trees. Yeah, there is. I think the concealment of the house would be enhanced the way it is if they stayed north like Maddox Finance. I would just like to address another thing. In 10 years that we live on the lake out on the lake, everybody talks about the water level. Lake Wisconsin, whether you realize this or not, it's monitored by the dam, and this is the first time in 10 years I've seen any significant rise in the water, the amount of water that we've had. Otherwise, that water doesn't vary much more than an inch or two. It's monitored very strictly, and when that water level gets down to a certain level, they shut the dam down. I mean, they don't let any more water go, so... But I hear all those stories about how the dam, the water's coming up. I'm going to tell you, this has been probably the most that's buried at any time. Now, to the north of us, there's a farm agricultural land or field up there. And with the last rainfalls that we've had, there has been a significant amount of water coming through there. And, in the last 10 years, this changed quite a bit. This year has been significant, and then, of course, a couple of years ago when we had our floods, we generate more water, and it's got to go, and water's going to go downhill. Simple as that.
As far as what you're planning to do, how does this compare to other things that are located on other properties? Are there tall retaining walls? Are there long retaining walls? Are there big flat spots?
Within the 75 feet, lot number one, where my wife and I live, is residential, and lot number three. Other than that, everything else has just been let go. I mean, it's just, we don't have anybody else live there, and vegetation has taken over. It just, it's...
How much of the shoreline is clear on your lot? Do you have a large flat spot on your lot also?
The front of the lot has vegetation in it. We maintain that. But coming from the lot, from the water up to our house, we're back over 75 feet. But we do have an area, a cleared spot. Plus, I have a retaining wall also.
How tall is your retaining wall?
Our retaining wall is about 9 foot tall. I mean, we had to work with it, and
it's
it's a lot of money, but it works fine.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
They also like to speak in favor. I did. You would invite anybody that would like to speak in opposition. Excuse me, sir. Anybody would like to speak as interest may appear? Anybody like to speak in any of the three categories? You say your name.
Matt Elton. I think you're really concerned about the retaining wall there, and the neighborhood itself also, they've got a couple large retaining walls. Just to the nature, the contour of those lots, to that whole area there, you do have to build retaining walls. And they've got a couple, I was there yesterday talking to them about this, and the one, they've probably got a 14, 15 foot retaining wall, boulder retaining wall right now, along the house, and another one down closer to the lake that's probably, 8, 10 feet there also. So it's not going to be uncommon for the area.
Anybody else like to speak in any of the categories? If none, we'll close this portion of the hearing. Go to the deliberation. I guess my comments are that, again, your good set of plans, if you have handed out, you're really... gives us a lot better picture of what's going on there. And I guess my only concern is the how much of some vegetation along the shoreline can be taken out. But isn't any house that's going to be built there would be in assume it would be built up away from it. There seems to be a whole lot of full of trees, and you're taking out what's necessary, right, to do your landscaping and recontouring.
More of the natural brush green look and green look that's removed, more intrusive something look. The bend down in that area, the purple there, the dampen look.
Any other comments from anybody? Issues? Well, I'm going to make a motion through the special exception with the condition recommended by Buck County Planning and Zoning. We'll put together a plan. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We have 4 positive votes.
Thank you.
Okay, last case.
Public notice is hereby given to all persons in the county of Stock, Wisconsin, that a public hearing will be held on Thursday, 2010, at 9 a.m. or sooner after, as a matter to be heard in Hicks County Boardroom, Stock County Vice Chair Booth, Fairville, Wisconsin, relative to the rules of grandfather's collection of zoning, shoreline protection, and health. Granting a special exception permit to 6-7-1-0-10. 8 and 310A1 authorized construction of 2 ponds, property lines, creating navigable water. Property service is 5, described as for the north half, quarter six, 5, some freedom, X parcel 016, 0411, and by the time of the run by the season.
David, you want to come up?
Dave Lorenz, Stock County Planning and Zoning. This request is for a special exception permit to authorize the construction of 2 ponds within 110 feet of property lines. This property is zoned Resource Conservancy, District 35, on real estate described as part of the north half and the northeast quarter of Section 20, Column 11 North, Range 5 East, Town of Freedom. The property is located in the Shoreland Protection District. There have been no land use permits found, no septic permits found on those 2 parcels, no previous appeals to the Board of Adjustment on these 2 parcels. Citations were not issued. One of the ponds was constructed prior to permits, and the land use permit fee will be tripled on that for that construction. When we're reviewing a special exception permit in Resource Conservancy District 35, the Board of Adjustment looks at several criteria, including the standards listed in Section 7.10, Parent 4. Section 7.10, Parent 2, Parent B, 4 of the Sauk County Zoning Ordinance provides that a special exception permit is required for ponds or lakes within 110 feet of a road or property line, power plants, flowage areas, or dams. But as I said, one of the ponds has already been built without a permit being issued by the department. This appeal is to bring into compliance one constructed pond, and to permit one additional pond. Section 8.08, parent 3, parent A of the Sauk County Shoreline Protection Ordinance provides that a special exception permit is required for any filling or grading within 300 feet of navigable water, which has surface drainage towards the water. That really isn't pertinent to this application.
Right. Say that again, David. I can't find an unnamed navigable waterway on any of the information that gets packed.
Okay, there is a small creek that runs between the areas, or just to the east of the existing pond, and would be west of the proposed.
So it'll run between the existing pond and the proposed pond?
Yeah, it runs between the two
areas.
It's a small unnamed tributary, but it is.
Yeah, I'm trying to identify it, and maybe we should wait for the applicant and get exactly where this is. I'm looking at 41-8. You familiar with this on that full care portal?
Yeah, you can kind of see it along the 40 line, kind of at an angle in there.
Where is the two ponds? Are those the dark spots?
Yes. This dark spot up here is the one that's constructed, and then this line down here is the proposed pond that has not been constructed.
Okay, great. It's just a little hand-drawn little circle.
Correct.
What's that dark spot on the southeast corner of 2-3? Is that a pond?
I'm not sure. I was not able to get to that area.
I like that part.
Well, it was a little wet.
Yeah. Okay.
So that creek is basically runs along that edge of that field, like you can see a
correct
a little stream or
correct
or appears to be some kind
and
of.
And there's stream. Significant amount of wetlands on either side of that.
And it looks like there's deer trails through there, all through there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, surrounding properties. To the north, we have agricultural and forested properties with very few residents, the nearest being about a quarter mile from the site. To the west, we have agricultural and forested properties with few residences, the nearest being about a half a mile from the existing pond. South, same thing with the nearest residents, about three-quarters of a mile from the site. And to the east, there again, agricultural and forested, with some residences along Highway PF, which is about three-quarters of a mile from the proposed pond. Okay, we do have a floodplain map in that area, or for that area. The proposed location of the two ponds are beyond the floodplain according to the map adopted in December of last year. Here again, we've got the unnamed tributary to Sealy Creek, east side of the farmstead. That is considered navigable. Both Steve Sorensen and DNR were out there to view the site. If I could direct the board to take a look at the photos, the exhibits 5, 1, 2, and 3. Photo number 1 is a view to the west across the existing pond, and photo 2 shows a view to the south of the existing pond. It's surrounded by agricultural properties. Photo 3 is a view to the east across the pond, and photo number 4 is neighboring properties to the north of the pond. Photo number 5 is a view to the east across the approximately area of the proposed second pond. And if we could start the video, please.
Aye. Mark? The mark is, left. Right, copy.
That's right here, that brush line is one with like a property line there, right?
Well, this brush line here, this is to the east end, kind of where that little tributary. And this is kind of looking to the east. I don't know exactly where the location is, but it's not yet constructed. Planning and zoning would recommend that the following conditions be considered by the board should the board grant the special exception permit. A, that all work on and use of the premises shall proceed with the plans and supplemental evidence presented at the hearing, and it is the responsibility of the applicant to secure all required town, state, federal, and county permits within 1 year of the hearing date. County permits required for this approval include land use permits for filling and grading and the construction of ponds. D, no work shall be commenced prior to receiving the Board of Adjustment's decision letter and securing the required permits. C, that erosion control shall be installed and maintained until the site is stabilized or revegetated per the plan submitted at the time of application. D, that construction shall not divert any additional stormwater onto neighboring properties. E, that the construction of the ponds shall be in compliance with section 8.10, parent 3, parent C, 5 of the Shoreland Protection Ordinance. 1, is that the excavated pond shall not exceed depths of 6 feet. Any excavated pond deeper than 6 feet shall be located outside the Shoreland Wetland District. 2, that all soil materials removed from the pond shall either be thin spread, that would be less than 12 inches thickness, or else placed outside the Shoreland Wetland District. 3, that all excavated pond banks shall be sloped to a 3-to-1 or flatter. 4, that all disturbed areas associated with the pond construction must be stabilized. 5, all debris piles, brush piles, trees, stumps and other material associated with pond construction shall be placed or located within the Shoreland Wetland District. E, that Sauk County Planning and Zoning shall be granted permission to view the site to ensure compliance with these conditions and other relevant provisions of the Sauk County Ordinance. Power to ensure compliance with these conditions is given to Sauk County Planning and Zoning. If the department finds that any of these conditions have been violated, they are hereby authorized to take corrective action, either through suspension of the permit, citations, or by any means of enforcement that is within their power. F, a failure by the applicant to follow all of the conditions set forth by the Sauk County Board of Adjustment is grounds for suspension or revocation of the special exception permit and possible enforcement action. In order to have the special exception permit reinstated after suspension, the applicant must comply with all conditions established by the Board of Adjustment as determined by the Sauk County Planning and Zoning Director, or appear in front of the Board of Adjustment. In order to have a special exception permit reinstated after revocation, the applicant must appear in front of the Board of Adjustment for a new hearing and comply with all requirements as outlined in this letter.
Questions that they were just saying.
So like looking for permits for a second pond, and that's how the first one was found?
I'd have to ask them. I wasn't aware of how it came to our attention that this first pond was built. That's what prompted the inspection by Steve Sorensen and DNR. And at that
when the applicant came in to get the necessary permits is when he indicated he wanted to do an additional pond that would be within 110 feet and perhaps a second one, which would just need a permit from us, would not need to go before the Board of Adjustment.
Second pond that he wants to build?
There is one that's built and a second one that he wants to build that would be within 110 feet. That's what we're addressing as well. But apparently he's also thinking about a third pond that would not require a special exception permit.
Did either wetlands or DNR would be involved?
Yes, DNR has been on the site.
Okay. Thank you, Dave. Applicant come forward. Raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth and trust in your knowledge?
Yes, sir.
Please state your name and your address.
My name is Mike Pings, S9599. Old Bluff Trail, Curtisac, Wisconsin. The first pond was constructed late last summer, August or September. We had a guy come up with a backhoe, and we took down a couple old buildings, and we're doing some backhoe work there anyway. I didn't realize what I was totally doing wrong at the time. Just asking what it would cost to activate a shallow pond. The two pond sites that we are addressing here today are both areas that have been tillable ground and been cropped in the past, and they're on both ends of fields that have become too wet and too soft and too big. The people that farm our farm, their equipment's just too big. They don't get in there and turn the corners good and end up tearing it up and just making a mess in them corners anyway. So our feeling was that we just wanted to put some shallow water scrapes in because there's an abundance of waterfowl that use these areas, geese, ducks, herons, cranes. We were really doing it for the benefit of nature. I own the property with my brother and my two sisters. I'm speaking on behalf of all our owners. I definitely feel comfortable that we can get everything in compliance with our county and with Steve and the people that I've been working with. Got a lot of confidence in their abilities, which I know I can meet their requirements.
You've been working with Steve and the DNR.
Yes, I talked to Dave.
These ponds.
Yeah, and to get the one that we put in now corrected, and then. To meet their requirements. The state will not leave any spoilage on the wetlands. We have to remove it 100%. And then spread it 12 inches. It's got to be taken off.
Mm-hmm.
What I did was, when we excavated the pond, we piled it up behind the pond because the geese like to sit on them high banks. And I didn't realize that leaving it on the wetlands was a no. Like it is. The state explained their position on to me. I can certainly understand their position and their feeling and why they feel that way. They have a zero tolerance, and it's easy for them because that makes it the same and consistent for everybody, so there's no favoritism, and I understand that. I would like to see the dirt stay myself. It's not going to.
The adjacent cornfield there that's in corn now, is that considered a wetland, or is that where you're going to spread it?
No, what we'd like to do now is with the soil we need to remove from the wetlands, that led to my thinking on adding a third pond, which would be a runoff pond on an area of our hill behind our barn, where we would end up constructing an earthen dam. And that would require state permits and county permits and inspections to go along with it. So I'd like to tie these two shallow ponds in with the third pond for material use for construction of the third one.
Is that material? You use it for a dam. That's the mineral soil, they're fairly close.
It's black soil. I mean, it's an area that's collected the runoff soil, and It's clay, black clay. Pretty, it's slippery when it's wet. I mean, you stand on it, it's like being on grease. Grows good corn and good soybeans, I know that.
So is there a, these are groundwater scrapes, two that we are in question about.
Yes.
I'm talking about the one that you're going to build a dam.
Right.
Okay, the two that we are addressing, those are groundwater scrapes.
Right.
There's no outlet?
No, there is. There's like a depression on both ends with grass. I mean, it was like a seepage way. One of the concerns that, one of the reasons I put this pond here and I put the dirt behind it is the neighbor's culverts freeze in the wintertime. They have a couple culverts in that navigable creek. And they freeze in the wintertime in real cold winters. And the water backs up into our agricultural field and pushes the ice sheet back into the field. And I didn't know if that dirt would be something that would prevent from pushing that ice back into our agricultural land. I mean, when you're doing things on your own and you're not fully educated, I guess you make mistakes, which is what I did.
So there is an outlet in these scrapes, and there's a water flow out of them?
Well, I would say that, yeah, I would say yes, there is.
That goes towards the navigable creek?
No, I don't think so. I think it goes back out towards that big marsh that is back to the north of where we put that scrape. That's the low end of it.
North?
It would be on the pond we constructed, the area that would seep, the direction it would seep out would be back to the west or northwest end of the pond.
Okay. Right where your farm buildings are, right? That field and pond.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at exhibit 2-7, and there's a 2 or a little pond there that's got a 2 and an 8, and then there's a set of farm buildings. That's your farm, existing farm buildings?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so everything, if it does drain, it would go, you're saying, to the north and northwest?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The other pond, that looks like it's...
There are like a series of drainage depressions that run across those fields in the back now. Yeah, they're not very deep. I mean, they're thigh deep, and they usually carry maybe ankle deep to knee deep water towards the end of the creek. But
you farm that too?
Well, we farm around those ditches, yeah. And then the area where we're talking about the second pond is way back at the end of the field. It comes to like a triangle or a plank. And there's one last ditch, and then they used to come in there and farm that area and plant crops there too. It covers probably, I'm going to guess, 1 acre maybe. And it was easier for them just not to farm it than to try to farm it. So that was an area that interested me in developing, putting some water in for waterfowl habitat. Steve came out and actually had a visual look at the site where I'm proposing the second pond one day. And my feeling from him was a pretty positive feeling that it was an excellent spot for a shallow scrape pond. I don't know if the other gentleman here actually got back to the proposed site of the second pond or not. I don't think he quite got back far enough.
Any other questions? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to invite anybody who would like to speak in favor. Invite anybody that would like to speak in opposition. Come on up,
Right in.
Good court of telling the truth, the best of your knowledge. State your name and your address.
Sue Prompter, F6068 Granite Drive, North Fredo.
Glad to tell us.
I do have some maps I'd like to share with you before I start here so you can get a better idea of where my property is by now.
Exhibit
like to show you on, well, the flat map, I highlighted our acreage next to Mr. Ping's property. And on the second page, I have the government, the FFA farm map that I thought could better tell the story of where he wants to put this pond and how it would affect my property. I am on the east side of him, and I'm representing my sisters as well. We own the properties, and I'm a quarter owner of it. And I guess what the man wants to do with his property would be his prerogative. However, what I'm concerned about is my agricultural land, and if he would take and back that ground up. Because I did not hear him say if he was going to be digging this pond, if he's just going to put a hole in the ground, and you people had asked where is it going to drain at. The creek, the water where this is coming from is actually coming off of my property, out of my pond, and it goes around my property and into his. I'm not one to be able to say he can do this or he can't do that. I just want my property protected in it. I want to be able to farm this ground. I have continued to farm this ground. My dad had bulldozed that back in 1982. So that has been an agricultural ground for that period of time. And it is marsh bottom, and it is wet, but I just so happen to have small enough equipment, and I can farm my ground. The other thing I would like to point out is my father passed away 4 years ago. And Mr. Pritzing, I don't know how long he's owned his property, but like I say, we are adjoining neighbors. But he had come to my father about 5-6 years ago. And at that time, what he wanted to do was he wanted to back up the beginning of his property as well as our marsh ground, and as he told my father, put it into one big pond so we can all have fun. So, like I say, what the man does on his side is his business. I just do not want it affecting my property. I have had trouble with trespassers from that area, and I just don't want no more of it. So you have already seen how he can put in a pond without a permit, and he can claim he's naive, but I would really strongly advise you to consider the other property owners involved, and we'll take it from there. I appreciate it.
Professor?
Yes, ma'am. Sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you concerned about him adding water to your property, or are you concerned about him taking water from your property?
No, sir. He can't take water from my property because the water runs into it. I'm concerned he's going to take you back up that blue marsh ground where it won't have the adequate drainage.
Is your concern as a result of these scrapes, or is your concern a result of the area that he was going to dam up that he mentioned that he's working with the DNR?
No, that third pond doesn't concern me because that would be on the other end of his property.
Your concern is with the scrapes?
This one here is going to be, as I had understood it, 50 feet from my property line. And common sense will tell you, depending on how he grades it or whatnot, he's going to back my marsh ground up.
But to make it your ground marshier.
Marshier.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
So you have, looking at your exhibit, the orange, south of the orange, that black area,
that's my pond. That is my pond. That is correct.
Okay. Does that have an off wall?
Yes, it does.
And runs into that creek, that stream.
That is correct.
Okay.
And there's another. On the back end of that property, there is a spring back on the west corner of it, way in back. You'd never see it on there. But that may also be one of, I have never been on his property, so I can't tell you where he plans on getting his feed from.
Which way does your pond drain? Does that go to the east into that small tributary?
No, so that would go to the west.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just like the west.
Yes.
The west, there's a little tributary. I can see there's a little tributary that leads to another little pond on his property.
That's right.
That was quite a ways away. It has a little tributary that goes into that creek. Are people calling me on that?
And I do want to point out, I'm not a farmer that is not environmentally friendly, but plot map there, I do have my ground contour, and I have had it contoured for years. It's just that right now I have to put it all into hay because of the deer and turkey damage, and trying to get grain out of that farm is difficult.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you. Do we have anybody else that would like to speak in opposition? Have anybody speak that interest may appear? Do you have anybody like to speak in any of the three categories? Come on up, sir.
Hey, thanks. I'd just like to address some of Sue's concerns, and Sue likes to throw sticks and stones, we know that. I could throw some back at her. All of their drainage off their property runs through our property. We are not backing up any water at all to her property. As a matter of fact, a few years ago, we had a beaver dam that did back up water to her property that we removed. We're good neighbors. The shallow scrape will benefit her property, help it drain better, give it more evaporation, area for her low place and her place to drain too. So it's nothing but a benefit for her low spot on her property. So I don't see as her concerns, I understand her concerns, but I don't see where they would be a relevant issue here at all.
That you're proposing next to her property, that is not going to have an outfall, is that correct?
No, sir. It would just have a natural drain, whatever would be there, because we have to remove all the spoilage. We can't leave any of the spoilage.
Right.
So we're not raising any grade or raising anything. We're actually just making a depression.
A topographic map would have been helpful. I know which way the water's going.
The water in that valley runs back to the north, and northwest.
Yeah. In that small stream.
Yeah. But anyway, better tell who's getting drained out of the pool.
Any other questions? Great, thank you.
I'd like to ask Dave Sorensen. Yes.
Steve?
I mean, Steve.
Steve.
I got the right first name of the you can't. I'm dyslexic.
Steve Sorensen, planning and zoning.
Raise your hand. Be sure to tell the truth in regards to your house.
Thank you.
Steve, Mr. Payton indicated that you were out there with the DNR.
Yes.
And I'm a little bit fuzzy based upon the testimony as to whether there was any these two scrapes. Do they drain anywhere, or are they a typical scrape that just collects groundwater and sits there?
Because of the nature of that area, it's just a large wetland complex to the north and on Ping's property that it's difficult to get a feel for where the drainage is. it's not a typical flow. Outside of that stream that was identified, there is a flow in that stream. But once you get off that stream, if you're in that marsh grass, if you're by the pond, there's no moving water in those areas. It's just a low spot. It sits in that area. And I envision that if these scrapes are excavated out, water's going to seep that point. That's going to be the low point for that general area.
Okay. So they won't create any significant runoff?
I think all the runoff is going to be to the ponds that are created.
Okay.
So my experience with that, though, is typically these scrapes get larger over time. They collect water, and they seem like they want to grow. And this is an area, historically, with a farm field, but it was a wet farm field. And so it's a good location for a scrape, but it has been wet, and it probably will continue to be wet.
Especially this year.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Any questions? I'm looking at the FSA photo, and the property line, there's a line of trees. Is there a ditch there?
That's the stream. That's the stream DNR is deemed navigable. That is a trout stream.
So I'm talking about
that north-south tree line?
The north-south tree line.
Yep. Yep. That's there's a good flow through there.
So that is a ditch that was excavated sometime in
right.
the past.
And DNR's deemed that navigable, and in fact DNR's classified it as a trout stream.
Is that right? Wow. And that joins that other, there's a little stream that runs right along the south edge of that field. There's another stream that's just south of that that goes by.
That I would say is more of a waterway.
There's just a little navigable curve there.
But the north-south line is the one that DNR is deemed navigable. Any trips going into that north-south stream, I would call more of a waterway or drainage to that trout stream, but outside that initial north-south line, I wouldn't call anything else navigable.
Well, how far does that go south?
Sealy Creek is to the north, and that water does flow to Sealy Creek.
Okay, so it runs
so
to the north.
Right. So it's draining out of Sioux, it comes into Mice, and then it works its way through that marsh, through that little navigable stream, to Sealy Creek.
Okay, so that drainage that you're calling navigable is a cross stream, drains north.
Right.
Sealy Creek.
Right.
Steve, has there been any these scrapes, are they designed by somebody like the DNR or land conservation, or do people just...
Land conservation typically provides designs to farmers, but in this case, I don't know if Mike's talked to land conservation for a specific design. The first pond was constructed basically to fit the site, and I don't believe there was any designs on the first pond.
So that one, to me, criteria, would it have to be changed at all, or is it okay?
I think it meets our criteria for depth and the bank slopes. The only issue is that they're going to have to pull out that oil pile that's in the wetlands and take it out.
Okay. Any other questions? Anybody would like to speak in any of the three categories? Your time will close this for discussion or deliberation. I guess it is my opinion that these two proposed ponds, we need a DNR permit, and we have the county's recommendations for conditions. I don't see an issue with any of that, and the only other issue is resolve whether this is going to affect the patient property owner to the east, and
going to be physically possible.
Well, without a definitive topographic map, it's very difficult to make a very effective call on this. But I was concerned about the grassers' concern.
Right.
And I think from what I know about these scrapes and based on Steve Sorensen's testimony that I don't think the scrapes will either add or take away water from the grassers' properties.
Yeah, in particular, the fact that we have, Steve noted, that the stream in question runs north and south along that property line, which was an excavated ditch once upon a time. And so that's going to intercept any effect that that pond, if there was an issue there.
Yeah.
It would intercept any effect and run that water down into Sealy Creek. I don't see that as a concern posture field at all.
Generally speaking, these scrapes are considered environmentally friendly.
Right. Any other comments? I'm going to make a motion to approve the special exemption permits with ponds, with the conditions laid out by Sauk County Planning and Zoning.
I'll second that.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to approve the special exemption permit for these two ponds with the conditions laid down by Sauk County Planning and Zoning, or recommended by Sauk County Planning and Zoning. Any further discussion? All vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Four positive votes. Motion passed. Do we have any other business to talk about? Call for adjournment.
So move.
Second.
And we have a second.
Are we all loud?
Yeah. All opposed? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.